computer first. Okay, here we go. Hi, good afternoon. This is Graciela Cadena from Deep Soul Stories, where we have food, music, and culture stories. And today I wanna present one of my TLP friends that we've been working together here for a couple of months now. His name is his name is Abdi Osman. Abdi, hi, how are you doing?
Great, how are you?
Good, good. Great to have you here. Abdi, you know, it's so great, you know, that we have all this medicinal food from different countries and things. Can you talk a little bit about your country's food? Or what type of food do you guys use as medicinal?
So there's one particular food that we use in our country. Well, it's not the whole country. It hasn't been popularized yet, but it's just, you know, there's a village that I used to live. The people in that village discovered that if you cook a catfish and you make a soup out of it and you drink that soup and you actually eat the catfish, and during the rainy season, since there's been, you know, lots of mosquitoes in there, and you drink that soup, lots of them all the time, if you get bitten by a mosquito, it can prevent you from having a malaria. So malaria was one of the number one diseases that used to kill lots of people, especially infants and toddlers in that village. So these people discovered they were actually fishermen that discover that idea of having catfish as a medicinal purpose use. And not many people use it because not many people know it or trust it. And it hasn't been proven it scientifically, but we just went with our guts and there was no other options. Medicine was really expensive and it was not to the point that we can afford it. So whatever worked is the one, is what we've been using, which was the catfish soup. It's really great and it improved a lot in the community, in that village, and people have been relying on it. I mean, they can cook it, drink the soup, or they can fry it and eat the fish, but mainly it was the soup that was doing most of the work.
It's very interesting how we all have in our cultures, in our countries, in our villages, how we use certain foods for medicinal purposes, right? So Abdi, how do you guys prepare this catfish dish that is so medicinal in your village?
So first of all, when you get the catfish, you kind of clean it and you have to process it and you cut it into like pieces. Slice it, and during the cooking process, you add, I'll say, some pepper, hot pepper, and some green pepper, and some tomato, and you add a little bit of salt in it and seasoning, and if I could remember, there was other herbs that it was added to it, I can't remember, but there's just a bunch of it that goes into it and it kind of, you know, joins together to make that medicine really strong for the body to fight off the malaria. So that's actually how it's been prepared easily. Yeah.
That sounds so good. I mean, it just made me hungry right now. That sounds really good. So this is for everybody. I mean, it doesn't matter if you're a child or you're an adult. It works for everybody for malaria.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, the kids can eat it. They can drink the soup. I mean, adults can use it. It's just affordability. And because just everything's so high priced. And villages, well, they were like remote villages and they were far away from any hospital or clinic. So yeah, the kids who can use it and the adults can use it. It's just the amount of the soup that the person can take. I mean, with adults, they can take as many as they can, but then with the kids, you can just give them as much as they can handle.
Well, Abdi, thank you very much for joining us today with Deep Soul Stories. This is Grace Cadena and Abdi, Catfish Food for Medicinal Purposes. Thank you, everybody, for listening to this podcast, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for having me.
Yay! What happened here? Okay,
wait. Beautiful.